Is social media eating away at time spent with your spouse and family? Are you choosing to spend time socializing on Facebook rather than connecting with your husband at the end of the day? We'd like to share some insights into how you can get a handle on your social media habits on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this question regarding social media domination recently. How can I guard against the danger of online social networking taking up too much of my time and negatively impacting my marriage? When I first started using sites like Facebook, I thought they were a great way to keep in touch with family and friends. But now it seems we're on the verge of allowing this kind of activity to rule our lives. Any advice? Okay, so the basic issue we face in relation to almost any form of technology is the issue of control. Is technology a tool, something that makes it easier to accomplish our goals and achieve our purposes? Or is it rather our master? These are questions we all need to be asking ourselves in this age of unprecedented technical advancement. The solution to your dilemma is simple. You need to take control. We'd suggest that you can start moving in this direction by drawing up a household mission statement to govern your use of social media. Ask yourself, why do I want to be involved with social media? What am I hoping to accomplish by way of Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn? Sit down and hash these questions out with your spouse. Put your answers down in writing, then post them on your refrigerator and make up your minds to put them into effect. You've indicated that in the beginning you saw Facebook as a great way to keep in touch with family and friends. There's no reason why it can't continue to function this way. If the situation has changed, you can change it back again. All you have to do is clarify your objectives. State them plainly in your mission statement. For example, my goal is to use Facebook to stay in touch with mom and dad, my sister, my brother, my two cousins, and my three best friends. If you get friend requests from people outside of the circle, remember that there's no law that says you have to accept them. You can even enact the site's limitation features to block unwanted searches and keep yourself invisible to the larger Facebook community. Remember, you are in the driver's seat. If online social networking is threatening to dominate your existence, maybe it's time you started giving yourself permission to say no. If this doesn't come easy to you, stop and think about why this might be the case. Beware of finding personal worth and affirmation in the tally of your Facebook friends, in inverted commas. Don't allow yourself to give in to subtle pressure to engage socially with groups or individuals who don't fit your mission statement. Be willing to say enough is enough and stick with your decision. There are some practical measures that you can implement to limit the amount of time you're spending with social media. One of them has to do with the number of devices you're using to access your account. The key is to use the devices to serve your purposes and strategies rather than allowing them to dominate you. You should also give yourself permission to leave behind your handheld devices while you're out doing more important things, for example, enjoying a dinner date with your spouse or taking the kids to the zoo. This is just another way of affirming the value of real-life activities and relationships and asserting your personal independence from the tyranny of technology. You can even make up your mind to take a vacation from computers and social media at certain designated times and seasons. Some families have found it helpful to have a Sabbath box where phones and iPads can be laid aside voluntarily as a way of disconnecting for a while. Just remember that you're doing this for a reason, to empower you to regain control of your own life. In every case, the choice is yours to make. Just remember that you're doing this for a reason, to empower you to regain control over your own life. In every case, the choice is yours to make, and you are entirely free to make it. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.